Well, we know that the Wanderers Sydney FC game was a beauty. It was always going to be. It was going to be a packed house. There were about 41,500 there. It was all happening. It was spicy, as you'd expect. But in the end, it was Sydney FC getting over the top of the Wanderers. After they had a 2-0 lead, they lost 3-2. Terry McFlynn, who's General Manager of Player Welfare at Sydney FC, joins us now. Terry, it was a match that had it all, really.
Morning, boys. Yeah, it was a fantastic game. I think the supporters showed up in the numbers, and I think over time the fixture's going to grow and grow. And the game had everything: plenty of goals, red card, incidents. look, I think it's great for the game.
Graham made the comment. He thought they were the better team. Won. Obviously, Popper not very happy with the officiating. How did you see the match, Terry?
Yeah, look, I think overall, we controlled the possession, and obviously being at home, the onus was on us to set the play up and make the game of it. And, I think the Wanderers went 2-0 up by only having one shot on goal. And, as the boss said, we gifted them the second goal. So I think we're a bit unfortunate to find ourselves 2-0 down. But I think Corey Gamero's goal came at just the right time, just before half-time, and that gave us the momentum to go on with it in the second half.
Terry, no Alessandro this year, a new coach as well. And things are looking good.
Yeah, looking very good. We never looked to look back at this club, and Alessandro was a fantastic part of the history of the club. But, we've moved on from there now, and as you say, Graham Arnold's come in with Andrew Clark, and there's a whole new buzz and a whole new feeling around the club. And I think that's shown in the positive pre-season we've had and the positive start we've had to the A-League season as well.
How good a feeling is it to beat the Wanderers?
Yeah, look, for us, we don't want to get too carried away. There's a derby. The boss said the derbies are for the fans. It gives them bragging rights. For us, as a club, it was 3 points at stake at home, which is very important for us to make Allianz a fortress. And we got the 3 points on the day.
Terry, do you think there was a distraction with the Wanderers? I mean, they were saying there's no distraction. You just take on what's next. But obviously, where they're heading now, it's pretty special what they've done.
It is. Look, and all congratulations to Tony Popovic and his staff and players there to reach the final of the Asian Champions League. It's a magnificent effort, and you're competing with millions and millions of dollars in the Asian market with the budgets that these other clubs deal with. And to think that our clubs are restricted with salary caps, it's a wonderful achievement by Tony and his staff, and we wish the Wanderers all the very best next week in our final.
And Terry, is there a different sort of feeling? I know you've been, at Sydney FC with that elite marquee player, the likes of the Dwight Yorks or your Del Pieros, and now Graham appears to have brought a more even base. It's all about team instead of marquee players. Is that how the club's going forward?
Yeah, it definitely is. Look, we've always had marquee players, and we continue to do so with Mark Yanko and Alex Brosk. I think as the biggest club in the A League, we have to set the benchmark and the caliber of players that we bring in. But everyone knows that the great players add to a great team. And that's something that we're very focused on at the minute, is developing a great team.
Yeah, absolutely. And the marquee player this year is he a Swede?
Austrian national team captain.
Yeah. What impact do you think he'll have?
He's going to have a massive impact. At the minute, he's still adjusting to life in Australia. He's adjusting to the climate, to the pitches. Change of environment for him, away a long way from his home. We're doing everything we can as a club to make his transition from Europe to Australia as seamless as possible. He's been away recently with the national team, scored last week against Moldova. He's a wonderful player, a fantastic person. And also our other marquee is Alex Brosk, who's returned home after a couple of spells overseas at various clubs. And he's come back to his club, and he's now the captain as well.
Terry, what's your view on, put your Sydney FC hat aside for, what's your view on the offside goal? Was it a goal or not?
Yes, it was a goal. Luke, I can see where Tony's coming from with,
So you can be offside but not have part in the play. Is that the basic rule?
Yeah, look, I think that's the interpretation that the referee's taken out of it, that Bernie was in an offside position. But he wasn't affecting the play as such. Whether he's obstructing Antikovic's view, they've got a case for that. But as I say, thankfully for us on the day, the referee let the goal stand, and that put us back on level terms in the game.
Okay.
And Terry, final one from me, mate. In your current role as the player welfare officer or general manager, what do you do day to day?
I'm on hand with the players for any needs that them or the families have that can take any stresses away that might be affecting performance for them.
Yes.
So that when they step on the training park with Graham and Rado and the rest of the coaching staff, they've got no worries or stresses that's going to affect their performance. So I'm basically just there to sort stuff out for the players and the families and make everything run as seamless as possible.
And I tell you what, winning solves all those issues, Terry.
It sure does, yeah. A lot less headaches.
Everyone turns up happy on a Monday after a win.
They sure do, yeah.
Well done. Terry, always good to chat, mate. Well done on that victory on the weekend. There was plenty of drama. I guess do you want to send a message to the pitch invasion? I guess that was the negative that came out of it. Do you need to tell guys just to stay in their seats?
Yeah, look, I think that was, you know, the first time that's happened with our supporters anyway. You know, as you alluded to earlier in the segment, that it was a derby. Passions were running high, and you know, the derby is for the fans. And, you know, when the captain scores the winner at the Cove end, you know, emotions sometimes overflow, and I think the supporters just got a bit excited, and a few of them spilled onto the pitch. But the pleasing thing for me and as a club, that it was self-policed by the boys in the Cove. Once they quickly realised that they'd done the wrong thing, they got everyone back safely behind the fence again, and we moved on with the game.
Well done, Terry. Thanks for the time, mate. It was a good win.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Terry McFlynn there, General Manager of Player Welfare, Sydney FC. It ended up being a fantastic win for Sydney FC. We look forward to the return derby later in the season. It's 1 minute to 8:30. Hang around. We've got the news, and then we'll take more of your calls in the final half hour.